Waleed Bach works with an investor fund in Cairo, Egypt. How closely, Mr. Bach, are you following the summit taking place in Washington today and tomorrow?
Well, extremely closely. I mean, it's something that everybody in the Middle East is really excited about, particularly within the entrepreneurial or, in our case, the investment community, because since the president's speech in Cairo last June, we feel that the administration has actually started taking active steps towards really delivering on what the President Obama has promised in last June. Mr. Obama's speech was, you know, was very inspirational, and people's aspirations for the outcome of the summit are extremely high.
And so what kind of expectations do people in Egypt and in the broader Arab world have for the summit?
Well, I mean, especially for us within the investment community, we have seen the first steps being taken with the launch of the U.S. Global Technology and Innovation Fund and the Global Technology and Innovation Project by the U.S. administration, which has mainly been seeking to support the investment activity in the Arab world. So people are expecting more programs to be announced for, you know, nurturing an innovation and entrepreneurship culture at the grassroots of the Arab world, which is something that we're truly missing. What we're ideally seeking to see is the U.S. administration also stepping in and working closely with the government in the Arab world at areas where, you know, we can support the implementation of an entrepreneurship culture out there. What we'd like to see on the long term is an innovation culture that is really starting to emerge across the society at large, which requires lots of involvement from the government, from the NGOs, and it extends much further beyond the business sector.
Innovation culture is definitely an interesting idea that may emerge from this summit. But in terms of your own field, which is investment banking, if I understand correctly, I mean, how can this summit help people like you?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting question. As I said, we've seen the first steps with the OPEX program of the Global Technology Innovation Fund, which seeks to support investment funds and investment fund managers across the Muslim world and the Arab world, which is our area of interest. I mean, we would like ideally to see this activity to further ongo. And in addition to just, you know, the funds that will be put in to support the private equity managers, we'd ideally like to see, you know, more business support programs. I mean, we're now seeking to support lots of companies that have, you know, global aspirations even. And, you know, we'd like to see more programs that are targeted towards, you know, building bridges between the U.S. And Arab world companies, opening up, you know, programs seeking to open up the markets, working on the knowledge transfer and technology transfer angles. Because, again, we're seeing a lack of serious activities across all of these fronts. So we'd like, you know, to see more programs that are aimed directly towards that.
How important do you think, Mr. Bach, successful entrepreneurship is to political stability and peace in your part of the world?
I mean, it's taken for granted that this is the core pillar of establishing, you know, a modern society. Because at the end of the day, for any developed economy, the small and medium enterprises are the cornerstone of any economy. They basically host over 95% of the employment, and ultimately contribute, you know, to the majority of the wealth being created. And the small enterprise sector is really driven, its success is driven by, you know, entrepreneurship, because all of these, you know, are small companies, anywhere from, you know, 10 to 200 employees. So if you can create employment and you can create wealth, accordingly, it only comes naturally that you create macro stability.
Waleed Bach, an investment fund manager in Cairo, Egypt. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Marco.